Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are, ladies and gentlemen, December 1st, 2008, already in the last month of Big 08. Going into 09 with our new leader, our new savior, Barack H. Obama. Paul Watson will join us for an update on what was really behind the three-day attacks that took more than 300 lives in Mumbai, India. Paul Watson joining us in 30 minutes. He'll also be discussing The Washington Post today, and he did a big detailed report on it at prisonplanet.com, announcing, hey, guess what? It won't just be one brigade. It'll be 20,000 Army troops alone stationed in America, working with your local police. So we will break that down. People are going, my gosh, Alex, how did you know this? We thought you were crazy. I was only going off all the official Pentagon documents. I was only going to their urban warfare drills, and they are training to take your guns. Let's be clear about that. Once they've conditioned the public to accept troops on the streets, like they've been having them now for a decade at sporting events, high school, college, NFL, the Kentucky Derby, the Academy Awards, once you're conditioned to see troops in the streets, then they can start the gun confiscation. That's what our troops are being trained to do. And if you're patriotic, according to the government, you just turn your guns into them. What, you're not against the troops in America, are you? What, are you some kind of communist? Turn your guns in. It's disgusting. So we'll go over that today and do some background history on it with Paul Watson. Then we have Lindsey Williams joining us. I had him on 2 weeks ago. Oil has dipped below $50 a barrel, as he predicted from his Atlantic Richfield executive source. And then we've got Major General Stubblebine and Rima LeBeau. Dr. Rima LeBeau popping in to talk about Codex Alimentarius they covered in Europe and some of the other things that are developing. He's the former head of Army Intelligence, the former head of Special Forces. Always very interesting to talk to Major General Stubblebine. So that is set to be coming up in the last hour today, and we will also have open phones later in the broadcast. In fact, I'm going to have open phones for Lindsey Williams, so you can address questions to him when he is on the show today. That said, I want to talk more about a culture of jellyfish, a culture of spineless, self-centered, lazy people. Now, the majority of the United States is not like this, but I'd say 35-40% is. They are completely dumbed down. They are completely one-dimensional and mindless. They will do whatever the government says. They could care less about themselves, their neighbors, anyone. And this dovetails into people being stabbed, killed, shot, run over, all over the nation, and people not stopping to render aid, not even calling 911, not even caring when their neighbor's being mugged, not even caring when their neighbor's being robbed, just saying, hey, it doesn't affect me. It's this attitude, and that's what brings you to the point of a bunch of people stampeding a guy in New York to death last Friday, and fights at Walmarts and Targets all over the country, and people shooting each other over goods. It goes to a nation that's lost its soul. It goes to a nation that has no bearing, that is set and ripe to be toppled and overtaken and totally enslaved. And the government will use the zombies, will use the little materialistic zombies against the middle class. You see, they use false class warfare. The zombie creatures, and they really are androids. I mean, they're biomechanical androids. They are human, but they've lost their mind. They've lost their soul. They've lost their psyche. They are just basically programmed, bumbling creatures. And they're being programmed and pointed directly at us. The people running over the guy at Walmart and then refusing to stop shopping after they told they killed him, they are the ones that are going to have the submachine guns on the street corners. Waddling, mindless scum with submachine guns ramming the New World Order down your throat. Stay with us.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job. How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
my... Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. For the past several months, folks have constantly asked me to give them a date as to when they should be finished stocking up on food. We've been so beaten up by stock market, banking, housing, and unemployment crashes that we're desensitized and frozen inactive like the frog being unknowingly cooked in gradually increasingly hot water. Well, snap out of it. We now have a deadline. Joe Biden said it's going to happen. Former Secretary of State Colin Powell went on CBS Meet the Press and pointed to about January 22nd as the time a major international incident would force the new president to make unpopular decisions. Well, I take the general at his word, and my best advice is to have your food in your possession prior to the inauguration. Contact eFoodsDirect.com for your supplies prior to this deadline for disaster. Ask yourself, is it better to have too much too soon or too little too late? Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com.
Free yourself from expensive cable and satellite fees.
Control what you want to see.
GCN listeners, now you can transform your living room's HDTV into a virtual war room command center.
With ZV.
ZV turns your computer into your own HD channel that broadcasts throughout your home to all of your HDTVs. Enjoy any internet audio feed, podcast, video feed, radar, free movies and TV shows.
Anything
that can be viewed in your PC can be controlled from your couch with a ZV remote
with its built-in mouse touchpad.
Plus, the easy on-screen ZV menu provides a gateway to premium content such as online movies, TV shows, news, and more
in HD,
and all just a click away.
With ZV, there are no subscription or download fees.
The ZV is bundled with everything you need to easily get started.
Free yourself from expensive cable and satellite fees.
Get your ZV today at freedomonmytv.com. That's freedomonmytv.com.
Today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Off and on for the next few years as the crime rate explodes. I'm going to be putting out public service announcements here on air, just warning everybody to watch your back, lock your houses, your cars. We had a little cheap barbecue pit behind the office. Somebody stole that. Crime is exploding everywhere, and the media will not tell you this. In the past, they would publicize crime statistics. The crime statistics are available from the Justice Department, states, and cities, but they're not advertising the fact that crime is just exploding exponentially everywhere. What they will publicize is a point a caller made last night to my Sunday radio show. We do every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Time. And that was the Houston Chronicle saying, oh, we've got to go after the gun shows. We've got to go after the gun shops. They're selling guns that are then fenced to drug gangs in Mexico. And that's why there's 2,000 dead on the Texas-Mexico border. It's the evil Second Amendment. You go to a country like Mexico where the citizens are disarmed, and you have hundreds of murders every single day. Yes, hundreds of murders, over 100 murders every day in Mexico. Because once a society becomes that corrupt, everything breaks down. No one follows the law anymore. So you've got all the peasants disarmed with huge roving gangs, different gangs inside the government, every major government official dealing heroin, cocaine, constantly being caught, just in a huge war with each other, the lesser cartels, hundreds of little crime syndicates battling the big Chase Manhattan Citibank crime syndicate based in Mexico City and New York. And so rather than the Houston Chronicle say, wait a minute, hundreds of thousands a year in Houston alone, and this has actually been in their paper before, Hundreds of thousands. Yes, you can pull those numbers up. Hundreds of thousands of violent criminals, of felons being released just from their metro jails. They arrest them. The police arrest them with guns, arrest them driving drunk recklessly. They're just released because the judges, on record, say there's nothing we can do about it. The feds won't come pick them up. They won't take them. They release them. So understand that. Even if the police want to do their jobs, they are just released. But then the American people have to be harassed and treated like complete and total serf slaves. But crime of every type is exponentially expanding. I mean, it's on Austin News every day about a carjacking or another dead body they fish out of the river of a dead woman who was, you know, kidnapped and raped. I mean, every day we hear about home invasions and old ladies being beaten half to death by criminals. And ladies and gentlemen, about half the time here in Austin, it is an illegal alien doing it. And I'm not saying that Mexico is nothing but criminals, though they're having national marches of millions of people talking about how it's becoming a completely criminal state, and the citizens are just begging for it to end to the very government that's engineering it. But the criminals of Mexico know that California, Nevada, Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, and now into Mississippi, Louisiana, up into Indiana, everywhere is the happy hunting ground. This is a place where you can rape, steal, kill, use any identity you want. The Mexican consulate will give somebody 50, 60, 70, 100 different consular matriculas for $22 apiece. And with those fake IDs, they can then get Social Security, they can get jobs, they can get fake IDs, they can suck off the welfare system, bankrupt the states. This is happening. Total breakdown of society is taking place on the border and hundreds of miles over the border. And what's the Border Patrol doing? Ah, they're 100 miles deep in the country, pulling citizens over at checkpoints. Because we are the milk cows. We are the fat slobs. We are the dumbed-down people with this image of a free country in our minds, and it can't happen here. And the public was taught that tyranny is a good thing, that tyranny is freedom. They believe that tyranny is freedom, that war is peace, that slavery is empowerment. They believe that lies are truth. And so they are being enslaved. We are all being enslaved right now. It is truly a sad day. Truly a sad day. As every single day I see articles about Texas sheriffs caught dealing cocaine. Every day I see reports of police chiefs caught dealing cocaine, or their daughters dealing cocaine, or their wives dealing cocaine, or their police captains dealing cocaine, heroin, ecstasy. It is a completely bankrupted, corrupt society. And it was done by design, exactly the way the British introduced opium to China, and over several decades used the fact that it was illegal to make massive black market products, profits, to corrupt the police and local constabulary, and then bring down the nation and divide it into 10 separate parts. This is the type of real issues that we're dealing with here. The globalists are strip mining us, are subdividing us, are completely blowing us out and ruining us by design so they can then suck up all of the spoils. In the second hour today, I'm going to spend 30 minutes on this and I'm going to detail it, and I'm going to play some audio clips from the past where myself and others were warning the public about exactly what was going to happen with the military to be used for martial law on the streets of the United States. Here is the Washington Post today. Pentagon to detail troops. Pentagon to detail troops to bolster domestic security. And it dovetails with the CBS News and AP articles of last week. Also, the Air Force Times headline, Gates Air Force active reserves must integrate. They are getting rid of the National Guard. Just huge things that are happening right in front of us, and that is coming up in the next hour. And it's being proposed to the public like, oh, we just now had this idea because the terrorists are about to strike any minute. We just now had this idea, and NORTHCOM just now in 2008 is deciding to deploy regular army troops to the streets of America for natural disasters and to fight Al-Qaeda. But when you actually read the directives put out by Gates that we covered last Friday here on the air, when you actually read what Northcom has been saying they're going to do since 1993, when Northcom was really set up. No, it wasn't set up in 2002, boys and girls. Neither was Homeland Security, set up in 93 by Bill Clinton. You can pull that up. Watch the speeches of him talking about it. They just are now unveiling it to the slaves in a big way. The entire setup is stated to remove Congress and remove governors, remove the elected representatives in the legislative at the state and federal level under the John Warner Defense Authorization Act and under PDD 51. And then any U.S. citizen can be secretly stripped of citizenship by any military officer or Homeland Security officer, secretly arrested, secretly taken to offshore facilities, secretly tortured, and secretly executed. And it's all right there in the Military Commissions Act. Go read it. Go read the articles we wrote about it in detail, showing you the subsections linking to it. And people are marveling right now that everything I talked about is coming true. Well, don't marvel. Here's the parallel or the parable or the analogy. The parallel. It'd be like if I told my wife on a Sunday morning, hey, the NFL's going to have games all day starting at 3 o'clock. And then she went in and turned on the TV at 3 o'clock, and there was, the Jets playing the Giants. And she, oh my gosh, how did you know? How did you understand it? How did you? Well, I read the TV guide, honey. Or if my wife said to me, hey, Survivor's coming on tonight at 8 o'clock. And then Survivor came on, and I said, how did you know? You're psychic. She'd say, no, I read the TV guide. Still, though, even as it's all being announced, there are people all over the news, all over the message boards, everywhere, running around saying, I'm lying, this isn't happening. Those are definitely paid-for shills, folks. And when they attack me, the messenger, it's always about Alex Jones, never about what I'm saying or what I'm doing. It's he's a Fed, or he's getting rich off this, or he's everything that's in the COINTELPRO manuals to attack somebody who's trying to fight the New World Order. So just recognize when you see that, it's about debating about Alex Jones, because I'm the most effective at getting this out, thanks to you, the listener, spreading the word. It's a symbiotic team effort here. They are desperate to try to divert you. Now, I'm going to tell you again, it's not just in all the documents that this is a criminal organization, that this is a foreign corporate move using the military. Not our military, not the U.S. military, now the globalist military under United Nations and international corporate control, to carry out a rear guard action in the United States to militarize the police, to federalize the police, to have the police work with the army in drug interdiction, in anti-terror operations, in surveillance of the American people, and in surveillance of the government, the legitimate government. And that's in all the announcements they're making, that they're spying on peace groups. They're spying on state legislators. They're spying on prominent business leaders, military intelligence, Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force are on the ground. You see the public face of this out at a city fair or function. You'll have the National Guard or regular Army MPs or regular Air Force MPs. They're just there to acclimate you and acclimate the natives to their presence and acclimate the troops and the police. But when you read what they're now announcing publicly, it's what was in all the previous classified and semi-classified and redacted documents. It was all there. And it is regular military involved in your everyday life, in the schools, brainwashing and recruiting your children to be domestic spies. That's in there. At checkpoints, and then doing lots of PR. Helping car accidents. Using Army helicopters to airlift people in auto accidents. Again, training you to have the military involved in your everyday life. They're there as the rear guard as the U.S. has imploded and broken up into pieces. This is being done by design. We'll be right back.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Lead from solder and copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha-lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
Next hour, I'm not just going to go over the history of the conversion of the United States and the Western world into a very oppressive military dictatorship. I'm going to break down what it's going to be like living under this. They are already in England, in Europe, arresting prominent newspaper reporters for criticizing Sarkozy in France. Top Italian judges announced that blogs and the internet is illegal. No one is allowed to write political opinions, but licensed newspapers. They are moving to try to restrict free speech similarly here with government registration of blogs to then tax them and control them. They arrested the head of the immigration department in England because they believe he leaked information. The government was secretly legalizing the illegal aliens and even putting them in high-security jobs. And the anti-terror branch went and arrested him. And the leader of the conservative party, the second strongest party, came out and said this is a police state, Stalin-esque. The rogue government, the private military government, controlled by the private banks, not the elected government, spies on the parliament in England, spies on the Congress here in the United States. This is what they do. It's criminal. And to have the military in Europe and here in the United States just announce, oh, by the way, the legislatures, the elected governments, you don't run anything. We're the military. We're spying on you. We work for these private banks. You know, we work for the president. We work for the prime minister. We work for the chancellor. And then they're always controlled by private boards, basically, that got them elected. And that's how it works. And so they mass all the power in the national security state in the name of keeping you safe from terrorism. They menace you with terrorism. And then when you go look at the official NORTHCOM system they set up, and it's the same in Europe, it is designed around riots and suppression and mass arrest and roundups. They openly say it is for the people, and crowd control and microwave guns and sound cannons and FEMA camps and emergency relocation centers and interrogation centers. It's for you. It's for me. And it's so the powerful elite can steal and take and put toll roads on whatever roads they want and seize water districts and triple the prices and have total control. Why? Because they are usurpers. They are conquerors. They are dark. They are powerful. It's what they do. It's their nature. It's history. And they've been slowly twisting and bending and brainwashing the military and the police into this culture to accept it as a good thing. These men and women on these power trips having no idea what they're part of. Now more and more is being revealed to them. It's outrageous. So that's coming up. Paul Watson's going to be joining us to recap, and there's been a lot of new developments and things that have come out dealing with Pakistan and India. Kurt Nemo's got a story about the supposed terrorist added to the list of Mumbai suspects who was tied in with Al-Qaeda and the ISI. Also, U.S. massive naval air marine might in Arabian Sea opposite Iran, Pakistan, Iran. This is not just being reported by Debka File. The AP and others are reporting India is threatening nuclear tension and war. Indian president has said that they are, quote, at a war security level and are preparing for war with Pakistan. Here is your international crisis. Well, what did I tell you a month ago, what, 5-6 weeks ago, when Biden and Colin Powell and everybody else and Merkel and Barroso and Sarkozy and Brown, all these world leaders came out and said Obama will be tested on the 21st or 22nd of January. There will be an international crisis. People said, where will it be? And I said, Pakistan and India. None of them were saying that. How do we know? Because Obama, look, they talk to the public like they're children. And so they say all this right out in the open like people are fools. I put two and two together. Where is Obama saying he wants to move more forces? Where is he saying? Afghanistan and Pakistan. Pakistan's gotten out of the globalist control. You've got the ISI terror faction controlled by Mossad, MI6, CIA, openly set up by them. And that's even in mainstream news. Going and staging this terror attack with these commandos, killing more than 300 people, hyping the living daylights out of it, and now the Pakistani president, the former head of ISI, and others are coming out and saying, this is staged to blame this on Pakistan, and yes, we know that Western intelligence has infiltrated the ISI. You understand that? The government is divided against itself. The very same people who every week, on average, have been bombing the new government in Pakistan that kicked out Parvez Musharraf, the U.S. puppet. The very people trying to decapitate the Pakistan government, the very same Muslim terrorists, are the ones now sicked on India as a pretext to play those two nuclear powers off against each other. That's what Russian news is even saying now. Indian news is even reporting it. So this is the facts, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
The United States is bankrupt and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthy I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
There have been more than 100 terror attacks just in the last decade in India, predominantly over the disputed Kashmir region, previously part of Pakistan. The two nations have been at war. In 2002, it almost went nuclear. Now, why did the United States, England, and Israel help give nuclear weapons to both nations? Because they want to play them off against each other, the strategy of tension, or divide and conquer the geopolitical system, the great game, as British intelligence calls it. Pervez Musharraf, back in 2000, installed as the dictator, finally removed by legitimate citizens demonstrating, then the police machine gunned them, remember a year and a half ago, so they rioted, the police turned to their side, the public is fully aware that Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, is CIA, that's all over Pakistani newspapers every day, they want them out, the public hates the Muslim extremist, who will then be given power by the CIA if they're allowed to get into control, so that's why they're fighting. And now they have attacked India again. The Pakistani government is saying, look, we didn't do this. We want to be at peace. You know, we don't want to have a war. We want to be friends. This is being done to destabilize us. Our government is infiltrated. They are bombing us. Remember a few weeks ago they met at a hotel, about a month ago, government officials, about how to go after Al-Qaeda, and then the hotel got blown up, and it was in mainstream news that U.S. Marines were running around bringing boxes into the building right before it blew up. On and on and on. And so this is the international crisis that Barack Obama is discussing. And they're going to use this crisis coming up in the next 3 months while they devalue the dollar and have a world currency reduction, so it won't look like it's being devalued because all currencies are going to be devalued simultaneously. That's been openly announced. This is global government by the bankers, what they set up 2 weekends ago in Virginia. Openly saying in hundreds of newspapers, a new world order. They will use that as a smokescreen, the new military action, while the economy is further consolidated. They're masters at diversion. I know the public's very simple-minded. Here's a quick example. All the debates on radio, TV, newspaper, I mean 95% of them, aren't about should we bail out $25 billion or $40 billion Ford and GM and Chrysler? Will it cause a depression if this happens? So they're making the depression that's coming all about, it's the talking point, the automakers. They're causing the depression now. First, it was subprime mortgages. Had nothing to do with that. This has been done by design. It was the derivatives and the banks cutting off liquidity to Main Street. And there's another diversion. We're only having a debate about the bailout of $25 or $40 million of Ford and GM and Chrysler instead of the almost $8 trillion as of last week. I'm sure it's over $8 trillion now. It's, what, $300 billion a day. $7.8 trillion stolen by the bankers with a bait and switch, terrorizing the public. Any question who the terrorists are? The head of the Federal Reserve, the private bank, the head of the Treasury, all of them up there saying, we will have depression. It will be death and destruction. It will be martial law. The whole country will collapse. If you don't do this, we have to have the money right now. They get it and say, next day, we're not using it for that. We're keeping it and having bonuses and letting our banks buy up other banks and insurance companies and infrastructure. And the bankers all laugh and say, we're doing great. This is wonderful. Publicly. Throwing it in your face and saying, hey, we're going to use the army in America. A month ago, they say it's 2,000 troops, 3,000 troops. Then it's 20,000 troops Sunday. By the middle of next year, you're going to hear them talking about 200,000 U.S. troops deployed here. Oh, yeah, they're going to get pulled out of Iraq and brought back here. They're going to have contractors here, and the rest of them are going to go to Afghanistan and Pakistan. Unless we get the word out. I mean, this is so historical, so diabolical, so huge, and it's happening right out in front of everybody. And the COINTELPRO operatives are all over the internet, message boards, YouTube, everywhere, going, Alex Jones is lying. None of this is happening. He's a Fed. He's a this. Regardless of what I am, and judge a tree by its fruits, obviously, I'm the salt of the earth, and you know it. It's why you listen. You've got discernment. But the dumbed-down public doesn't have discernment. And so the COINTELPRO isn't targeting you. They know they've lost you. They're targeting the dumbed-down people who are kind of looking up from their head in the sand, pulling their head out momentarily to say, is something going on? They go, no, no, everything's fine. Don't listen to him. He's the government. People say, well, we need a solution to all of this. The solution is warning the public and saying no to troops on the streets. No to martial law. No to the executive branch with private contractors taking over the whole government. That's the solution. The solution is look in the mirror. All I can do is tell you this is happening and try to get people to be concerned about it. I want to go to Paul Watson for the balance of this hour. Paul Watson, you said last Wednesday when this all started, last Tuesday actually, Tuesday night when this all kicked off, you wrote an article saying that the Mumbai situation would be blamed on Pakistan. And then you pointed out that ISI is CIA and Mossad and MI6 controlled, that this would be used to destabilize the country, that the very groups they were claiming are attacking India are attacking the Pakistani government, openly globalist-backed. And sure enough, days later, what you said unfolded and happened. And now it's in the Pakistan Times, it's on Russian TV, all over the place, laying out that this is a destabilization move of Pakistan and India, and the public is so unsophisticated. I'm reading their comments on these stories and reading the comments on the videos online. They don't even understand it, much less finding Pakistan or Kashmir or India on a map. Paul Watson, break down the latest information we have.
Hello, Alex. Yeah, the latest thing that we have is regarding this warning, this foreknowledge that the Indians had. And it was a specific warning of both the method in which the attack would be carried out, the arrival by which the terrorists would take, and the target, which was mainly the Taj Mahal Hotel. And this was the CIA station chief in Delhi who told Indian intelligence in September that the terrorists were planning to arrive by sea and attack the Taj Mahal Hotel with small arms and or bombs. So they took, initially they took that warning seriously and beefed the security measures at the Taj Mahal Hotel. But then strangely enough, as we routinely see happen in these major terrorist attacks, the security was then softened just a week before the attack. So you've got specific warnings about the method and location of the attacks, and the hotel relaxes the security measures right before it. Now, there are also eyewitness reports from people on the ground of police who, as these armed terrorists were running through the subways and the restaurants and the streets shooting at people, the police refused to shoot back. And that's why now you have these videos emerging of citizens who are forced to gang up and go hand to hand in combat with these terrorists because the police are nowhere to be seen. So, I mean, the question is, if these security measures were softened and if the police were not firing back at the terrorists, and why did the attack drag on for 2 or 3 days? The question has to be asked, was there some kind of stand-down order? Because the way in which India has exploited the attacks, which, as you mentioned, I predicted, it wasn't hard to predict because they always blame Pakistan for everything, but the level to which they've pushed it in this situation goes above and beyond anything. And they're obviously trying to blame Pakistan to deflect from the fact that they were given this specific warning and they failed, not only they failed to prevent it, but, you know, they let the whole thing drag out for days, and the sentiment has now started to turn. You've had a resignation of top official in the Indian government, you've got more on the way, and people are starting to ask serious questions about how they failed to prevent the attack and why they let it drag on for so much time. So then they've killed 9 of the 10 terrorists. There were supposedly 10 terrorists. Other people say there were 15 or more. They've got one.
And they always catch one lone patsy. One. There's only always one left. This is following all the classic patterns.
They always got one patsy who, you know, sings from the same hymn sheet.
And he's the star. He's the one that paraded around in front of cameras.
Exactly.
It's also the star, again.
Azam Amir Kassab, who is a fluent English speaker. And as soon as they got him, he started implicating Pakistan. The media took it as gospel. Of course, they'd never, let's say, you know, he's a real terrorist. He's no kind of provocateur. The media took it as gospel, even after his interrogation.
They're also rolling out not one, but two witnesses who just so happen to be fluent English-speaking movie stars, TV stars, who play the part of terrorists or people fighting terrorists.
Exactly. So it's strangely scripted. So now he's blaming, he's saying his handlers were this Lashkar-e-Toiba group, which is ISI Pakistani affiliated. The problem being that Lashkar-e-Toiba always claim responsibility for their attacks. They always have done in the past. But in this case, they vehemently denied involvement, yet he's saying that they were his handlers and that it's a Pakistani operation. So again, we ask the question.
Well, how this really works is they send in commandos, and we're not sure who sent them in. They kill a bunch of people, then they take their outfits on, put on their police uniforms or other uniforms, they slip back into the crowd, cover their faces, and they bring forward the actor who years later will be quietly released. And over again, they say, oh, well, we released the bomber because he was really intelligence operative for the CIA or Mossad or Indian intelligence or British intelligence. And this has happened over and over again, folks. It's just in the back of the paper. We arrested him to protect him and to protect his cover. Then they get plastic surgery, and that's the end of it.
Exactly. So as we outlined on Friday, the likely perpetrators are these gangs who are engaged in tribal warfare and have been for decades, basically. There's bombings in India every month. There was one last month of the embassy. There was obviously the parliament bombing a few years ago. And, yeah, the potential exists that there were provocateurs in there, and now with the propaganda and the way they're scripting it, it seems that that could have been the case. But we asked the question, you know, if this was sponsored by Pakistan, who have been making strenuous peace overtures towards India recently, unprecedented, then what would they possibly have to gain from sponsoring a brutal attack against innocent civilians, which was played out on international television for everyone to see?
Well, what did Haaretz and the Jerusalem Post report 5 years ago? That's in some of my documentaries. They reported that Mossad and Shin Bet, the external and internal intelligence arms of Israel, created fake al-Qaeda groups with real Arabs, and in some cases the Arabs didn't even know they were being handled. They were just being paid, and they were being paid by Arab or Arab-looking and speaking Israelis to go stage bombings of buses and nightclubs every time there was about to be a peace deal, because the military and the private corporations that make their huge profits out of it all, the whole military state in Israel, they want the wars to continue. They want the tension to continue. They don't want peace. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's always the case in Britain, the US, or Canada, where you get these radical groups. In some cases, it's just gangs. It's just street gangs who are provocateured into talking about or writing crude plans about how they want to carry out terror attacks. And in every single case, such as the Chicago 7 in America, who were basically near retarded, they never had any capability of doing anything. They just wanted the payoff from the FBI agent. Same in Canada with the so-called beheading plot. Same with every single case in England of these, where they bust these terror cells, it always turns out that there's a provocateur behind them. But in this case,
not just behind him, he's always the leader. He's the founder. The FBI, MI5, MI6, Mossad, Shin Bet, French intelligence, German intelligence, they're always led. It's not like an infiltrator got into the group. They can say, well, we've got to watch them. They always found it. They always find the unstable schizophrenics.
Right, they radicalize it.
They normally go off of city welfare files, because when you get on welfare, they make a lot of these young men go through psychological testing. They have files on them, and they'll offer them $100,000 apiece just to videotape a federal building in Miami.
Right.
Again, last Monday, Reuters, Der Spiegel, German intelligence caught attacking a NATO base, trying to blame it on the Serbs.
Now, in this case, you've got obvious tribal warfare in that region. There are real terror attacks every month. In fact, there's one today in Pakistan, a car bombing, just completely ignored by the media. They happen all the time. So there are real terrorist groups in that region because there's real tribal warfare going on. But the claim that it's all being directed by Pakistan in the case of the Mumbai attacks, again, what would they have to benefit from the full might of the U.S. military targeting them? There's reports now that as soon as the attack began to unfold in Mumbai, despite, you know, widespread confusion about who its perpetrators were and what the motive was, that U.S. aircraft carriers, some of which were already in the region, but additional ones were moving towards the Pakistani border. And then now you have the Pakistani troops moving from the Afghan border to the Indian border. So in the very first couple of hours that it was unfolding, these aircraft carriers started to move towards Pakistan.
Here's an example. In fact, John, try to pull this up. I don't think it was the last time. It was the before the last time, about a month ago. I was on, it was actually the day after the election, or was it 2 days after? I was on Press TV, International Iranian Television, and I went on there and I said, they're going to attack Pakistan. They're going to stage an event to escalate a war between India and Pakistan, or at least a near war. That's going to be what Obama does. And there was one of Obama's advisors on the show, big Democrat, and he said, yeah, that's... But he just took what I said and spun it and said, yes, he'll have to deal with Pakistan. I mean, we're on record, Paul, calling it. I mean, that's another reason we know it's staged. Not just all the other evidence. There's hundreds of other points we're not even making here. I mean, I'm not trying to sound arrogant. I'm just giving you a fact here that, you know, our minds move a million miles an hour on this stuff when you eat, drink, and sleep it and trying to explain all the subtle nuances. I mean, you know what you're seeing when you've seen it over and over again. You see the scripting. You see the setups. You see the same manuals.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Santa, Christmas Eve, and you haven't left yet?
Ho, 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 ho. No, I can't find my keys.
Here's the perfect gift. Our patented Find One, Find All Key Finder, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet, and projects a loud 90-plus decibel beep. And new for Christmas, there's even a FOFA just for eyeglasses.
Where did I put my glasses, Mrs. Claus? Oh, here they are.
Luckily, Rudolph's nose isn't the only thing that flashes.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. Again, that's findonefindall.com.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338. And help us win this battle.
Part of NORTHCOM, publicly being dissolved right now into regular army, is confiscating guns in Illinois statewide. The minute your state registration expires, even a day, you got to have a card to even own guns, they SWAT team you with the army. See, that's a beta test. New Orleans was a beta test. Going into the nice neighborhoods, high and dry, slamming people's heads in the concrete, taking their guns. See, now it's going to be nationwide. Hello, U.S. Army here, ma'am, doing a courtesy check. We'd like to inspect your firearms. Those are in areas where you have a Second Amendment, like Dallas, Texas. It's the police doing it. It's in mainstream news that the military, regular army, will be working with your local police. High treason, the destruction of the Republic in your face, but the public can't even find the U.S. on a map. So how are they going to be able to know then that that's tyranny? Somehow we've got to stop this. I mean, this is just so bold. I'm going to cover it next hour. Great article by Paul Watson up on PrisonPlanet.com. Paul, you posted some videos from Police State 2000 of troops coming up and telling cameramen to turn their cameras off, of practicing taking over the police stations and city halls and things. Will you add the video of them confiscating guns?
Yes.
And then people don't believe it. Why don't you add the article from like 3 months ago where the governor of Illinois announced they're going to use army to confiscate guns?
Well, they're just here to help, Alex.
Yeah, well, I mean, but it doesn't matter if it's on national TV. Still doesn't exist.
No, is it? I mean, when we reported that the preachers and the pastors were being trained to pacify their congregation to not resist when martial law's implemented, you know, they all came out and said we were making it up. And then all the local TV news stations reported it, and then they said, well, it might be true, but there's nothing to worry about. And still to this day, two years after all the local TV stations reported it on it, it's still listed on museumofhoaxes.com, one of these urban myth websites, as a likely hoax.
And now they're going to have Mythbusters do a two-hour special on 9/11 Truth. They're having the National Geographic Channel. And they'll just get up there and lie, just like Museum of Hoaxes says we're lying. I mean, imagine what it's like to get secret FEMA documents and then to make calls to local preachers I know and to say, how do you know about this? Yes, they came to me, but I refused. I know a local pastor of a large Baptist church. And to then talk to a deacon of another church, and I was sent all this, and then I had the pastor on the show, and then FEMA came and threatened him, somehow tracked back. I mean, these were FEMA documents with names and phone numbers, folks. I have to sleep at night with this stuff, and the debunkers just lie and say we're making it up, Paul. I mean,
this website said, quote, tellingly, the article doesn't provide any verifiable source for its claims, even though the whole document was linked in the article. And then all the comments below are, there's the source, and then here it is on local TV news. And it's just, they don't change any of this stuff.
They don't care. Hey, don't you little hired punks know something? Don't you understand that tyranny is acute? You're not going to be part of the winning team. The New World Order is going to bankrupt you, too.
Well, Alex, what this is being sold on the pretext of is that the troops are just here to help in, you know, times of emergency if there's a disaster.
They said in the Army Times it's going to be used for riot control and suppressing the people and helping at car wrecks. Well, what's wrong with the Army? They just life-flighted a little girl, you bastard.
But look at what happened in Katrina. They weren't much help there, were they?
Well, I just, you know, let me tell all the yuppies and all the idiots something right now. Folks, when governments bring troops in and point them at the government, that's who they're really menacing, bad things happen, okay? This is so they can rape the daylights out of you. We'll be right back. Stay there, Paul.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.